Bill Withers and No Sunshine from 1971 here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD here in Anitas. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
And we're talking about the public eyesore, which is happening on the campus of Gulf Coast State College, both Friday, November 12th and Saturday, November 16th, or 13th, Lord of mercy, from 6 to 10 p.m. Both nights. It's this weekend, a great opportunity to take advantage of. Free at no cost to you, the members of the community. It's a great opportunity to partake in projection art.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And all of that. And Margaret, there are people that are helping to make this happen at no cost to the community.
Absolutely. We are so excited to be able to offer it free to the community. And the reasons it is free is because we've got some great folks behind us that are helping to make sure that we can offer that to Bay County. So, St. Joe Community Foundation is our one and only awesome. We love them to death. They've always been great supporters of Public Eyesore. And then we've got Bay Arts Alliance, who's also been fantastic through all of our 8 years, for sure. And then we've got Gulf Coast State College, of course, because you guys have been so awesome. Yay. And then, of course, Chevron, and then Destination Panama City. So they have been fantastic to be able to support us so that we can let Public Eyesore be for the public. That's why it's in our name. And free for anybody who wants to come.
Which is absolutely great. You know, the funding has to come from somewhere. And being able to not ask the community for that is a great opportunity to make that accessible.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So very appreciative of all of the sponsors. Now, of course, just because Eyesore is going on this weekend doesn't mean regular events stop happening here at Gulf Coast State College or Visual and Performing Arts.
That's true. We built our season around wanting to be able to host Public Eyesore. So we normally do two theater productions in the fall. We only did one. We did Dracula. We moved it up a couple weeks so that Public Eyesore could happen in the ideal time related to the time change, right? It's got to be dark for it to work. So the cool thing is we have performance opportunities built into Public Eyesore. The jazz ensemble is going to be playing. The singing Commodores are going to be playing. I've got two directing students that are doing original works. And the Cup Show, which normally would have coincided with the opening of the second play, because Public Eyesore is taking that second slot, which we're very excited about, you get to see the Cup Show opening reception at the same night you get to see Public Eyesore, if you come on Friday.
Yes.
You know what? I'm going to have the gallery open on Saturday as well. I just made that decision right now. So if anybody comes to Public Eyes, I'll be there. It'll be good. Oh, yeah. I guess we have to open the doors again.
Okay. Yeah, it would help.
We'll let people in to the Cup Show on Saturday if they want to see it, too, because we'll be there. We'll make that happen. But the opening reception is Friday night from 5 to 7 p.m. So come see the Cup Show. This is a great opportunity to buy really affordable artwork. Every year we sell more at this event than anything else because they're accessible. They're one-of-a-kind gifts. I always get two or three for family members, and it's going to be great. So Public Eyesore and the Cup Show on the same night. Margaret, are you excited?
I'm so excited. I love the Cup Show, actually. I really do like the Cup Show.
And if you don't come to opening reception, you're not going to get the cup you want because they sell a bunch. If you see that blue sticker on there, it's sold.
Oh, no.
Which is great because they don't take them off the display until after the show is over. But certainly, if you see a cup that you would like to make a purchase of, if you don't show up before it's bought itself, you lose out on that opportunity. But certainly, it is a wonderful show centered around a great concept of the cup being both an artistic medium and a functional use item.
Yeah, and this is the 14th annual Cup Show.
Man.
Form and
wow.
function. 14th.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's just like everybody's doing great long run stuff between the 8th annual Eyesore and the 14th Cup Show.
Yeah.
Man, it's great. But of course, all the information for Visual and Performing Arts is online at gulfcoast.edu/arts. And the Public Eyesore is this weekend, Friday, November 12th. And Saturday, November 13th, from 6 to 10 p.m. both nights at no cost to you.
That's right.
Big important. It's absolutely free. So come out and enjoy some art here at the campus of Gulf Coast State College. We're going to take a quick break for our weather forecast from the meteorologists over at WMBB. But we'll be back shortly on The Mix.